As one of the three co-founders of Holy Family Catholic Clinic, Dr. Michael Sherman saw the need for superior medical care with adherence to Catholic moral teachings. And since then, Holy Family's commitment to life-affirming healthcare is a standard by which the whole team serves our community, both in the Portland metro area and south to Corvallis. And they are inviting the whole community to join them for a special event coming up on April 4th. And joining us to talk a little bit more about the mission of Holy Family Catholic Clinic, it is Dr. Michael Sherman. Good morning, Dr. Sherman. Thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Blend.
Well, thank you, Brenda. I'm so happy to be here to be able to share what we're doing and in enhancing our Catholic health care in the Archdiocese.
Well, Dr. Sherman, as a doctor who had your own practice that you tried to get started off the ground, you knew of the challenges to try to open up a Catholic medical center for the community here. Tell our listeners a little bit about how this team came together and how you were able to open the doors to Holy Family Catholic Clinic.
Well, sure. I actually came into medicine late. I felt this is what God was calling me to do. And so I was actually in my 30s. And so that being Christ-centered and offering that care to patients, seeing Jesus in every person that we meet in the spirit of Mother Teresa, how she would say, you know, she's not there to take care of everybody, just who God puts in front of her. And that's what we do now. And so that's what I was doing when I first started. And then as Medicare and medical care started to change in time, after about 14 years working down in corporate medicine down here, I wanted to continue that Christ-centered, patient-centered care that drove me into medicine in the first place. And so I stepped out, and my nurses joined me, and went into the unknown of starting up your own clinic when many other clinics had been bought up by the different corporate medicines around the community. And so fortunately, God blessed it, and it was quite successful. I needed to expand, and the corporation that was I was working with had rented the rest of the office space around me, and so I couldn't expand. And so I ended up joining an independent doctor group down here for a couple years. I'd go to the Catholic Medical Association meetings, and then in 2019, the fall of 2019, after one of the national meetings, some of the doctors at the Portland area were hoping to open their own clinic that would be a Catholic medical care and get back to why medicine was started in the first place in the way we provide it, which has a long history of being started by a Catholic monasteries and other places that were wanting to take care of the sick and the homeless. And so I started giving them the pointers. It was a very difficult task to start up your own clinic these days. And then that was in September of 2019. And then at about the beginning of December, I felt the Holy Spirit was saying I needed to get up there and help these guys get this going. I kind of resisted for a couple of weeks because I really didn't like the idea of doing that, given that I just left the clinic that I'd started. But as I've learned in the past, I learned to just say yes. And so they agreed. And then that's when we got started. So we had our first meeting at the end of December of 2019. We opened our first clinic at West Lynn in September of 20. And interestingly, I still live in Corvallis. I travel up to West Lynn, but I was getting several hundred of my patients from down this area coming up there. And at that point, it occurred to me that maybe we also want to expand this healthcare, not just to the West Lynn area in Portland in general, but maybe to different communities. And so we discussed starting up a satellite clinic here in Corvallis, where I live. And we did that in November of 21, and it has done quite well. In fact, I'm expanding the amount of time that I'm down here in Corvallis, and we want to bring in new doctors to this clinic as well and continue to expand.
Oh, that is just such an amazing story. And it just is a perfect example of when we align our will to that of God's. Well, it's not always going to be an easy task that he sets before us. The blessings that pour out to you and now, of course, to the community who are able to go and receive their medical services from Holy Family Catholic Clinic. That is truly inspirational. Dr. Sherman is joining me today to talk about Holy Family Catholic Clinic and a wonderful event that the entire community is asked to join in support of this endeavor. Dr. Sherman, this evening, it's the first gala for the clinic. The theme is seeing Jesus in all whom we serve. That is such an important aspect about, I think, our overall health care. And I'd like to ask you about that. It's one thing to receive the medical care, that sound medical care that we all need. But you take it a step further in seeing Jesus, actually recognizing Christ in your patients. How much more important is that to a person's overall health care, that their health physically be aided to, but also see them as the spiritual need that needs to also be addressed?
It makes all the difference in terms of how you're approaching your patients. If you can imagine a secular worldview of and no God in that discussion, then these people are coming through and they almost, you know, if that's the doctor's income, well, that's how they're being viewed. If it's, you know, they have plans and this particular patient is becoming annoying and irritating, well, that's how they're going to respond in a very different way. Then on the other hand, if you see Jesus in everyone, as we're commanded by scriptures and by the word, then you're going to say, this is what I need to do. And I'm going to take care of the sick. I'm going to take care of the homeless. I'm going to take care of people who are under a lot of stress, people who may have personality issues, who may have psychiatric issues, who may just be financially well off, people who are worked their whole lives and now they're relying on Medicare, but they're finding that most of the doctors in the community don't want to see you because Medicare doesn't pay nearly as much. In fact, only less than half. And then you have people who work hard and they just can't make ends meet. And so they're on Medicaid, same sort of treatment. Good luck trying to find a doctor who will take you into their clinic. We at Holy Family Catholic Clinic, we take care of anybody who God presents to us. We reach out to the community. We have doctors working in the home shelters, and to develop the relationship with them so that they actually will trust the doctor who goes there and they get to know them. We take care of women who have chosen to use a chemical abortion and then decided to change their mind at the last minute in an abortion pill reversal. And without charge to them, we will take care of them. We offer them the medication to help try to save their baby. We have a beautiful ultrasound donated by the Knights of Columbus. We come in and we assess their pregnancy and we continue to take care of them and let them know that they're loved as Jesus loves them. And all the Medicare patients and all the VA patients and these other people who just don't have resources is actually over half of our patient panel. But we don't discriminate based upon what insurance you have. And so with that, we are able to take care of everyone and everybody. And the doctors themselves have donated tremendous amounts of clinic time in just this effort. And this is what we have chosen to do first and foremost. We had an option of maybe not taking insurance. There's a different way of doing that. But because most people have insurance, we chose to take all insurances so that we can take care of anybody in the community who wants to get the Catholic health care that we have to offer.
Dr. Sherman, all of that care, as you said, sometimes comes with no payment or even half of what would typically be expected. So there is a cost in order to keep Holy Family Catholic Clinic going. And the first gala event is coming up April 4th. at the Multnomah Athletic Club. The special guest speaker, Sister Deirdre Byrne, is going to be there, and all are invited to attend. Well, Dr. Sherman, it sounds like it's just going to be such an amazing evening, and we're going to have more discussion on that coming up. And I just really appreciate your time today, just giving us an overview of all of the work that you are doing there and how we can all contribute to helping Holy Family Catholic Clinic. Thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, Brenda, and give me the opportunity to share what we're trying to do in this community.
Oh, and God bless you and all of the work and the staff there at Holy Family Catholic Clinic. Now, that event, again, coming up on April 4th, I will be sure to add a link to the podcast of this interview that will give you all of the information. You're going to find that at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.